Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at DefyHungerTogether.com.
Do you use an ad blocker? That's nice. Well, Facebook's found a way to force ads on you anyway. What you need to know coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Facebook, one of social media's favorite tech giants, is going to start using tech to disguise ads on its desktop service from ad-blocking software. Let's go straight to the details. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Marshall, also host of the WSJ Media Mix podcast. He joins us in studio right now. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
So what led to this push? Had Facebook lost significant ad revenue as a result of ad blockers?
It was losing some ad revenue. Facebook gleans the majority of its revenue now from mobile devices, right, where ad blocking is less of an issue. But about 16% of its ad revenue does still come from desktop devices, where ad blocking has been sort of on the rise over the past few years. Basically, as online advertising has sort of matured, advertisers and publishers and media companies have sort of pushed more and more aggressively into ways to sort of capture user attention. So, you know, that's pop-ups and it's flashing ads and
clickbait.
And, you know, increasingly on mobile devices as well, sort of being redirected to places that you didn't necessarily think you were going. So that's sort of given rise to this ad blocking behavior. So not specifically advertising on Facebook, which some would say is a little bit more conservative than some of the tactics
Fair
being
enough.
Used by other websites. But this is Facebook sort of coming out and saying, you know, ads are a part of the Facebook experience. It's how we make money. It's how we pay for this service. So if you want to use Facebook on your desktop device, then, you know, we're going to serve ads at you, even if you do have this ad blocking software installed.
Gotcha. And from a technical standpoint, how will Facebook be able to find its way around ad blockers?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So Facebook is responsible for sort of serving its own advertising, which means that it uses its own technology to sort of place ads in front of you when you're on its website. A lot of other websites will use tools operated by third-party companies. Google is a big one, for example. And that's easier. That method is easier for ad blockers to sort of weed out the advertising. It can kind of comb through the code on a web page and just pull out the ads. When it comes to Facebook, because they sort of operate their ad piece themselves, this is complicated, but it's just sort of easier for them to obfuscate their advertising and sort of squeeze it past the ad blockers.
Have ad blocking technology companies been on the rise as a result of the latest happenings? I imagine there's a growing market of sorts there.
Yeah, there really is. Really in the past 12 months or so, as ad blocking has been sort of a big problem outside of the US for a few years. In the last 12 months, it's really sort of accelerated within the US. It's sort of caught mainstream media attention and people have really sort of accelerated sort of their usage of it. So to counteract that, an industry of anti-ad blocking technology companies mm-hmm. have sort of emerged who are trying to sell their technologies to media companies and publishers as a way to sort of counteract the effects of those ad blockers.
Gotcha. And with Facebook, it's always about the user. And I'm assuming there's probably some concern about rubbing, you know, upwards towards 1.7 billion users the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a risk. When people install ad blockers, they're making a pretty clear statement that they don't want to receive advertising.
Right.
But to the point I made earlier, you know, this is how Facebook makes money. This is how it, you know, supports its service. So I think it's sort of making the taking a calculated risk and saying, you know, we think that our service is, you know, valuable enough and interesting enough that people are going to put up with advertising regardless. So.
Very good. Yeah. Jack Marshall, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thanks.
We've been speaking to Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Marshall. He covers all things media for the Wall Street Journal. Also the host of the Wall Street Journal's Media Mix podcast. You can find more at WSJ.com/podcasts. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.